anything else.
Yeah.
So before we jump in, Sylvie, sure. Just tell me what it's about. What is your story?
Sure thing.
What's...
Yeah. So just kind of, I've been following along with Edina because I cover schools, but we don't always report on super local issues because we're a statewide network. But with this story, the interesting part to me at this point is sort of how it's taken on kind of a national profile. And I've seen a couple of the articles and more just like reference to the issues in a couple of, national publications. So like whether it's Daily Stormer, Breitbart, or...
Wait a minute, time out.
I have seen that.
Wait. You read the Daily Stormer?
Not regularly, but I found it in there. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How funny.
So it has appeared just a couple places.
Well, Weekly Standard is the one I know about.
And also Weekly Standard, yep.
And maybe Wall Street Journal.
Possibly. I haven't found the Wall Street Journal one.
I'm not sure about that.
You could send it to me, that would be great. I've just been trying to keep track. But I know there was a Fox News article recently that referenced Edina and your work in some
capacity. Yeah. Kathy was on Fox.
And she was on Fox, right?
Was it Fox and Friends? I don't know. One of those Fox shows.
So, with all that national attention, that's what's made it kind of an interesting story.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you want to talk about the articles, you should really talk to Kathy.
Right.
I can give you kind of an overview perspective.
Yeah.
And I assume you've read the articles.
And I have. We don't really have time to sort of go into all the ins and outs of each article, but more sort of the interest in Edina and what your thoughts are on the issue more broadly and some questions. You'll see if there are any questions that you feel like you can't answer.
Okay.
Just let me know.
Have you talked to others?
For sure. Yeah, I'm going to check in with, the superintendent. I'm going to check in with him later. Some students, hopefully, still kind of in progress.
Yeah.
And if there's anybody you'd recommend, just...
Well, I know we could recommend some students and parents.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know about teachers and bus drivers, but I know we could recommend some students and some parents.
Well, maybe you could either when we're done, just give me info I can write down, or you can just email me anybody's names and info that you think would be good.
Yeah, no, you're aware of the bill that's been introduced in the Senate, the academic balance bill.
And is that something that you'd been involved with from the beginning, or is that more like a legislator took an interest in something that...
Well, obviously a legislator took an interest. Kathy testified at a hearing a week or so ago, and there were a number of Edina students, and I think also parents, I'm not sure. Who testified as well. So that would be certainly a starting point for identifying people you could talk to.
Yeah. I was going to go back and watch that. So lots to do. But for now, I just record while we talk, and then I'll pull clips from it to use. So if I could just get you to... Oh, I'm on the wrong setting here. Let's make sure I'm on the right one. There we go. Could just say your name and what you do for me.
Hi, I'm John Hinderacher, and I am the president of Center of the American Experiment.
So I guess to start off, we talked about the national attention this has gotten, and tell me, when the article originally came out and this whole thing started, was that part of the idea to garner that kind of attention for it?
Well, no. This whole Edina story grew over a period of time. It started when somebody sent us a copy of this Zephyrus letter that appeared shortly after the 2016 election, in which a number of Edina high school teachers and some administrators wrote what seemed to me to be a very partisan letter. It was kind of an open letter to the high school students. And I wrote a post about that on our website, quoting from the letter. And but after I did that, we started getting emails and comments on that post and comments on Facebook and so forth from people in Edina, students, parents, teachers, even bus drivers, talking about the bullying climate in the Edina public schools. and the political indoctrination in the Edina Public Schools. So we did a couple more posts on our website, and every time we wrote about it, we got more information. You know, people saw what we had done, and they kept sending us more information. So the editor of our quarterly magazine, Thinking Minnesota, thought that this would be a good story for Kathy Kirsten to do an investigative piece on. And so he asked her to do that, and she did, and it got a tremendous response. She did a follow-up in the next issue of our magazine, also got a terrific response. And somewhere along the way, there were some national outlets who were interested in it. Kathy appeared on a Saturday morning show on Fox News. She was on the Dennis Prager radio show. She wrote a piece in the Weekly Standard. But that was way down the line. In other words, when we first started talking about this, we had no idea that it was going to get the attention that it ultimately did.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, why cultivate that attention? Like, why go on Fox and talk about it, and why continue the story on this national platform?
Well, I think it's an important story. It's obviously a story that a lot of people find interesting.
And are there issues that you think that you want to sort of push beyond Minnesota to?
Well, our focus is on Minnesota, but a lot of these issues are common around the country. You know, what we're talking about in this story is a combination of political indoctrination and bullying in the public schools, both of which I'm strongly opposed to. And Minnesota is not the only place around the country where bullying and political indoctrination are going on. And so I think that's one of the reasons why some people, at least around the country, have found this to be an interesting story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. On that note, Edina is not the only school where some of these books that have been taken issue with are read, and some of these trainings, these types of trainings, are given. And so why focus so much on Edina?
Well, we didn't find the story. The story found us. It was somebody who, this whole thing started with somebody sending us this letter that was written in Zephyrus, the Edina High School newspaper. It could have been Eden Prairie, you know, it could have been Brooklyn Park. I don't know. I don't know everything that goes on in all these school districts, but it happened to be Edina.
Mm-hmm. And are the issues that you see in Edina, do you see those just as an Edina problem? Or is this something that, you know, eventually, do you think it needs to be addressed in other schools too?
Well, I'm sure it's not just an Edina problem. I know that some of these consultants, what is it, PEG, the Pacific Group, they've been hired by some other school districts, not just in Minnesota, but around the country. We hear talk about it. Obviously, it's something that parents are concerned about, students are concerned about in other school districts. And we know it's something that goes on around the country, which is why people like the, you know, Fox News, the Weekly Standard, have been interested in this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any plans to look into situations in other districts or to kind of broaden this beyond Edina?
Well, I'd like to. You know, everything we do is a matter of resources and manpower. If I had the resources and I had the manpower, I'd like to continue looking at these same issues of political indoctrination and bullying in more school districts. We don't have any specific plan to do that. But one of the things that happens is when you have a story like this that gets a lot of attention, people send you stuff. And so certainly we've gotten emails and letters and so on, phone calls, whatever, from people who are in other school districts and who say, yeah, the same thing is going on where we live. Whether that turns into another major story or set of stories, I guess, remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Edina, I know just only a few teachers were called out by name in these articles, and mainly that English class, right? So is the problem that you see confined to just a few people in the district, a few people in a class, or is it more broad than that?
Well, it's clearly more broad than that. I mean, the school district has adopted policies, and Kathy talks about this extensively in her articles, as I'm sure you know, The school district has deliberately adopted policies to make race the central focus of what people talk about in the Edina Public Schools. So there are a few teachers who have been identified individually in those articles, but the main focus of the articles was not on certain individuals, but rather on policies that were being implemented throughout that school district.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I've heard from some teachers about messages they've gotten, from parents, or whether it's, maybe even people outside of Minnesota, that critical messages, some of them even threatening, keep coming in, and it seems like to them it disrupts their work and their education of students. Do you have any concerns about, creating a controversy that disrupts the school day, disrupts education?
Well, I don't know of any reason why it would disrupt the school day. There's a controversy here because what the Edina schools are doing is very controversial. This teaching of white privilege, which I think is a false and pernicious and racist doctrine, is extremely controversial. Teaching elementary school students that the most important thing about a person is his skin color, and that to be colorblind, as, for example, Martin Luther King was, is a form of racism. That's what they teach in Edina, and it is extremely controversial. So when people find out that that is what the school district is teaching, there are some people who are going to be critical of it. I think they should be critical of it. Now, I don't see any reason why that would disrupt the school day, but certainly it's something that, that in my view, ought to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, as you sort of look toward the future, what is your goal in putting forward this information or starting discussion like this? What do you hope to see? Do you want the school district to drop certain policies or curriculum? Do you want, is this legislation more the goal, or what is the goal?
Well, I don't know that we as an organization necessarily have a goal. We're not curriculum designers. I personally would certainly like to see Diana get back in the business of pursuing excellence in education like they used to, instead of this obsession with race. And to the extent that there are other school districts in Minnesota and around the country who have replaced the pursuit of excellence with an obsession with race, I'd like to see those school districts get back pursuing excellence again as well. I guess that if there's an objective, that would probably be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think you've answered all my questions. Is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you would like to add or that you think people should know?
Well, I guess the only thing I would add is that I don't think, and most people don't think, that the public schools should be a place of political indoctrination. They weren't when I was going to high school and elementary school, and in many places they still aren't. And I think if you look at the written policies in school districts like Edina, and I'm sure many others, being a place of political indoctrination is probably contrary to those policies. I think there's a consensus that that's not the proper role of the public schools. And certainly bullying, and these stories are largely about bullying, as you know, certainly bullying people who are nonconforming with respect to political opinion is not something that should be done in the public schools, not just authorized, but actually carried out by the public schools. I think there's a strong consensus behind that, and I hope that the work that we've done has made some difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, your argument has, or your stories that you've put out as a center have become political too. I mean, they've been used to promote certain candidates in the last election. I saw a presentation you made to the local Republican Party. And so what about that? I mean, isn't your argument also a political one, that certain people from, the Republican Party should be elected to the school board and should replace certain people of a different party who are there?
Well, first of all, we don't engage in elections. We don't endorse candidates. We have never endorsed candidates. And the meeting you're talking about was open to the public and was attended by people of both parties. So we're not a public school, okay? We take positions on matters not of politics, but of policy. That we're a think tank. That's our whole reason for being. Obviously, one of the things we try to do is to stimulate public discussion. The public schools have a very different role. The public schools are not supposed to be indoctrinating their students in political ideology. They're not supposed to be favoring one political party over another. They're not supposed to be favoring one political candidate over another. And they certainly are not supposed to be bullying teenage students or their parents or other teachers who don't share that political view. You certainly wouldn't suggest that that's proper, would you?
So you're saying that as an organization, you have a fundamentally different role. You're supposed to take positions on controversial issues.
Of course.
And the public schools are not.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not to say that controversial issues shouldn't be discussed in the public schools, but they shouldn't impose a dominant political narrative. They shouldn't seek to indoctrinate their students with a particular political philosophy or political perspective, and they most certainly shouldn't bully students and parents who don't happen to agree.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for me. So let me just record a little bit of the silence so I can edit it, and then we'll be good.